Hello, everyone listening to this Better or Worse podcast. Guys, let's introduce ourselves. Hello, everyone. I'm Rakesh.
I'm Santosh.
And I'm Ethan.
So, what's the topic on Better or Worse today?
It's about electric cars. More specifically, are they better or worse for the environment?
Oh, by the way, this is our very first podcast episode ever, so I'm excited for this podcast to start.
Okay, you guys ready to get started?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Make sure you have your seatbelts on, everybody, because we're heading to the factory.
In this episode, it's important to know that the electric cars themselves do not emit CO2. So it's not like car companies are lying, but the process to making electric cars does include releasing CO2. Electric batteries are made out of lithium, and you have to mine lithium to get it. Across the world, mining contributes to erosion, sinkholes, deforestation, loss of biodiversity, significant use of water resources, dammed rivers, and ponded waters, wastewater disposal issues, acid mine drainage, and contamination of soil, ground, and surface water, all of which can lead to health issues.
There are three types of power sources. Coal, which is the least green, a mix, which has some coal, but also some nuclear and hydro, and wind, which is the cleanest. The power is transferred by giant electric grids and then put into charging lots for electric cars.
Then that power goes to the lithium-ion battery and gets used up again. In summary, the mining, power source, transportation of electricity, and the whole process repeated during the lifespan of the car is very harmful for the environment.
How do the EVs emit CO2? They emit CO2 by welding the car. The robots that mostly use non-renewable energy to power them. And another way they release CO2 is at the end of the car's life cycle.
Mining for lithium can use up fresh water supply. Lithium from Australia comes from ore mining, while Chile and Argentina lithium comes from salt deserts, so-called salars. The extraction of raw materials from salars functions as follows. Lithium containing salt water from underground lakes is brought to the surface and evaporates in large basins. Here are some pros and cons of having an electric car.
Since they do not have an exhaust, they are quieter.
Con. If you live in an apartment or a condo, you can't place a charging spot in where you park your car in the garage of your apartment / condo.
Con. If you're going to a less populated city, there might not be any charging stations along the way, so it might be hard to plan out road trips.
There are people who really want to get where they're going. And in a gas car, it takes about 7 minutes to fill up gas. And when they are back on the road, they are still tired, which is a risk of falling asleep on the wheel. But an electric car kind of forces you to stop and charge. Okay, or you can get a good amount of Z's and then hit the road again.
If you ran out of charge, you need a tow truck. Because unlike a gas car, you can't just walk to the nearest gas station and fill a gas can with gas and put it in your electric car. After the charge runs up, you have no options. You need a tow truck. And if you don't, you have no choice than to take your chances or even spend the night in your car until a tow truck comes or you have a signal.
Now we have discussed everything, but what do we think about electric cars? Rakesh's opinion.
I think that they are the way of the future, but more and more customers are buying electric cars, and I think in the long term, this will be an issue.
Ethan's opinion.
Okay, yes, coal is still cleaner than burning gasoline, but look at what mining does to the world. We're wasting other countries' fresh water supply to make a brighter future.
Santosh's opinion.
I think electric cars are good, but mostly bad. Because it all starts with the energy source. Since these days, fossil fuels, even though they pollute, they're still an easy to find. And that's the energy source car companies are going for.
There you have it, everyone. That's the first episode of Better or Worse. It took a long time for this to be done. But now that we know how it is done, 2 days later, I think we're ready for the next episode.
Yeah.
And sorry about the delay.
Yeah, we're still students of school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter and Spotify, and subscribe to us on our YouTube channel, and subscribe to us on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, coming soon.
That's it for today's episode.
See you on the next one.
Enjoy the outro music.